I once saw Karl Lagerfeld getting into a car in the Boulevard Malesherbes. Oh, really? You ask, how did he look? How he always bloody looked, of course, like an undertaker recovering from a hangover. Apart from being able to report to your wife that you've seen such and such a person, the interesting thing about seeing famous people is being able to report to your wife something surprising about the way they look in real life. No such luck with Karl. You might catch Kate Winslet in sweatpants, not Herr Lagerfeld. Sweatpants are a sign of defeat, he said. You lost control of your life, so you bought some sweatpants. I also saw the actor Daniel Auteuil once and could tell my wife that he's incredibly short. Not Herr Lagerfeld. Women can be short, he said, but for men it's impossible. It's something that they will not forgive in life. They are mean and they want to kill you. I remember hearing Karl Lagerfeld on Radio Classique talking about this and that and selecting some of his favourite music. He apparently had the habit of putting cha-cha-cha music on very loudly to go to sleep by, but this was just classical music, very classical, classical at that. And Karl, so urbane, such a fine mind, so witty, so self-aware, was a joy to listen to. He was a man born for cocktail parties. He was funny and almost slightly revealing when using his wit about himself. I am a kind of fashion nymphomaniac who never gets an orgasm. Must get you quite close to the man behind the sunglasses, mustn't it? But he was often downright offensive about other people, about Pippa Middleton, for example, the, in all objectivity, charming sister of the charming princess of wherever it is, Kate Middleton. He said about Pippa, "I don't like her face. She should only show her back." Personally, what I found most interesting about Karl Lagerfeld was how old he was. 85 at age of death. How many 85-year-olds have 18-year-old girls interested in what they think about fashion? And sometimes his enthusiasms betrayed a sort of designer dodderiness. He said, for example, "The iPod is genius. I've got 300 of them." Which reminds me of the joke about the Irishman who gets two wishes. "I'd like a bottomless pint of Guinness," he says. "As soon as it's finished, it fills up again." "And what's your second wish?" "I'll have another one," he says. Because that was the point about the iPod, wasn't it? You could get all the music you wanted on it. Or maybe Karl wanted, like, one for Scarlatti, one for the Grateful Dead, etc. His ripening age under the spotlight meant his rather fruity musings got more attention than those of most octogenarians too. On German Chancellor Angela Merkel's decision to let large numbers of Syrians into Germany, he said his country cannot, even if there are decades between them, kill millions of Jews so you can bring millions of their worst enemies in their place. About hashtag Me Too, he said, if models don't like the idea of sexual harassment, they should go to nunneries. And about concern about ultra-thin models, that people should worry about all the fatties, not the comparatively tiny number of girls with anorexia. On Russians, he said that if I were a woman in Russia, I'd be a lesbian. Russian men are very ugly. And it goes on and on. Or it did. Karl Lagerfeld is now resting in peace, and the world will be a quieter place for it. A less colourful one too. Unless, of course, you're a short, fat Russian. John Lawrenson, DW, Paris.